Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish the sights of an ancient seaside village as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 323, penned by Vadama Vannakkan Perisathanar. Set in the coastal regions of Nethal, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the man, paving the way for his nightly tryst with the lady. Ongi tondrum teenkal pennai naduvanaduve teyya madavaral ayamum yanum ariyadu avanam ayanatpin maannalam olindu nin kilamai konda valayar munkai nallol tandai sirugudi paakkam புலி வரிபு எக்கற் புன்னை உதிர்த்த மலிதாது ஊதும் தேனோடு ஒன்றி வண்டு இமிர் இன் இசை கரங்க தின்தேர் தெரிமணி கேட்டலும் அரிதே வரும் ஆறு ஈது அவன் மறவாதீமே. The verse opens with the words ஓங்கித் தோன்றும் தீம்கள் பெண்ணை, meaning standing high is the palmyra tree flowing with sweet toddy, and captures the impressive sight of the soaring tree. The phrase nin kilamai means a relationship with you and seems to direct the core word kilai or branch to signify the oneness of life flowing in two individuals. Nallol tandai sirugudi paakkam is a densely packed description meaning the small village of the good lady's father. People of Chennai will be familiar with the word Paakkam, for it's found in the names of many urban and suburban regions here. In the past, this word meant a seaside village, and glad that the meaning of the word lives on in the modern streets of my city. Puli Varibu sketches the stripes on a tiger vividly. Copious specks of pollen shower down from the laurel tree in Punnai Udirtha Malithadu. When this pollen's nectar is nearby, we can expect to hear the sweet music of buzzing bees as echoed in Vandu Imir in Isai. Ending with Maravadime, meaning do not forget, the verse seems to urge us to listen closely. The man and lady had been leading a love relationship, and the man was trysting with the lady by day. After a while, the man wished to tryst with the lady by night. So he advances this request to the lady's confidant. To him, the confidant replies, in the middle of the soaring sweet-sapped pennai trees, those innocent playmates of the lady and I used to play with the good lady who wears beautiful bangles on her forearms. She has moved away from the fine friendship of her playmates and has chosen to be in a relationship with you. This is her father's little seaside hamlet. The punnai trees shed fine pollen akin to a tiger's stripes on the sands. Intending to feed on the nectar of these abundant pollen grains, bees would buzz around. It would be hard to hear your powerful chariot's clear bells amidst the sweet music the bees make. This is the path that leads there, don't you forget. With these words, the confidant concludes the man is deserving of a nightly tryst and heeds to his request to seek the lady's company. Now for the details. The confidant starts her response by transporting us to a shore where tall palm trees are found. She further describes these trees as holding intoxicating toddy. After describing the plant life, she moves on to the past when the lady, the confidant and playmates used to engage in innocent games amidst these trees on the shore. The confidant then adds a but now to say that no longer does the lady prefer the company of playmates instead choosing to spend her time with the man. The confidant describes how the man and lady have grown to know each other with their tryst by day. Continuing, the confidant adds that this place amidst the palm trees was the village belonging to the lady's father. After rendering these particulars, the confidant further zooms in to acutely describe the man, the trysting spot. She talks about the punnai trees and how they seem to be sketching tiger stripes on the sands as fine pollen from their branches fall downwards. Seeing these showered pollen bees jump to the task of savouring the nectar. Delighted bees seem to make a racket so much that the confidant says even the bells of the man's chariot will be muffled. The confidant concludes that this is the ideal spot and she seems to point to a path nearby to say this is how you get there. She signs off with the words, beseeching the man not to forget. From these words, we infer that the confidant plays an integral role in furthering the relationship between the man and lady. Her metaphor of bees seeking the nectar without a care is to grant the man permission to delight in the company of the lady. The highlight of this verse to me is the description of two ancient trees, Penning and Punning. In many Natrinai poems, we have seen that the punnai or laurel tree is an integral part of life by the shore. Likewise, the palmyra tree finds many mentions. The state of Tamil Nadu accounts for 50% of these trees in all of India. So celebrated are these trees that they have been chosen as the state tree of Tamil Nadu. If we listen closely, these soaring trees will sing these evergreen songs of love even as they rustle in the breeze of the now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.